Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today. Our lesson has to do with traveling. The title is Cash, Check, or Credit Card. And so when you travel, you might be able to pay using three different kinds of things. Cash, check, or credit card. Of course, there might be other ways to pay, but these are the three main ones that people use when they're traveling around the world. So how do you usually pay for things when you're traveling? Carolyn, is there a certain way that you usually pay?
Well, usually when I'm traveling, I do take a credit card with me, but when I actually buy things, I prefer to use cash. I feel much more comfortable just having the cash there and being able to hand it to the person and not worrying about using my card.
I see. Usually I take my credit card or an ATM card and then I will withdraw some money. I'm the same as Carolyn. I will use cash most of the time when I'm paying for something. But there are different ways to pay for things, and we have some tips from this lesson. So let's get started. Open up your magazine. Let's do the first reading of the day.
Cash, check, or credit card. A backpacker's advice on carrying money in Europe. During my semester abroad in Europe, I had many opportunities to travel around Germany and neighboring countries. Nearly every country I visited used the euro, so exchanging currencies wasn't a problem. The adventures came when deciding how to pay. I began my semester with American Express traveler's checks. I had never traveled abroad, and traveler's checks were my safest bet. They were insured, which meant that American Express would replace them for free if they were lost or stolen.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Cash, credit, or traveler's check? Which one is the best to use when traveling? We'll find out in this month's Passport article. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Currency. Currency is a noun. This store accepts several different currencies. Traveler's check. Traveler's check is a noun. Trent took $500 in traveler's checks with him to China. Insure. Insure is a verb. Is your car insured? Purchase. Purchase is a noun. My father has made several big purchases at this department store over the years. Your more information words are euro. Euro is a noun. ATM. ATM is a noun. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, it is a good idea to be safe with your money when you are traveling in another country. At the beginning, we see that this is a backpacker's advice on carrying money in Europe. So someone who has gone backpacking in Europe is going to be giving us some tips on what we should do to keep our money safe when we travel there.
That's right. And our author is Joe Wirtz, and she usually has interesting stories about her travels. Let's begin. During my semester abroad in Europe, I had many opportunities to travel around Germany and neighboring countries. All right, so she had many chances to go traveling to Germany and the neighboring countries. What is that, Carolyn? What are the neighboring countries?
Well, those would be the countries that are near Germany. Okay. So she didn't just travel within Germany. She went to the ones that were next to it, or maybe a few countries over, because many of the countries in Europe are very close and travel is pretty easy.
That's right. So if you have a chance to travel abroad, maybe during your semester abroad at university or at school, you might want to go to Europe because it's easy to travel around or among these countries. There are so many countries right next to each other. They are all neighboring countries. Well, how does this lesson continue?
Well, we see nearly every country I visited used the euro, so exchanging currencies wasn't a problem. So nearly every country, most of the countries that she visited, used the euro, which is a standard form of money in Europe.
That's right, the euro. Many countries use the euro. It's a kind of currency. And so we're talking about exchanging currencies here. It wasn't a problem. There are two things we want to talk about here. The first is the word exchange. When you exchange a currency, that means you are switching it or replacing one with another. You can exchange different things. What other things can you exchange in life, Carolyn?
Well, I often think of people who ask me for a phone number or an address. It's like, oh, well, would you mind exchanging phone numbers? So I give them my phone number and they give me their phone number. But you could also exchange gifts. Maybe you are at a party and everyone brings a gift and then you trade one gift for another. It's a gift exchange.
That's right. That can be kind of a fun event, a gift exchange. Or maybe you're exchanging glances with somebody. You're looking at that person. They're looking at you. Maybe you're sharing different facial expressions. You're exchanging glances. There are different ways to use that word exchange. Now let's talk about the word bank word currency. You need to know this word if you are traveling abroad, especially, and if you're going to be using money in another country. The currency is the money that that country or that place uses. How could you use that word?
Well, it is very important to know what currency they use. So you might ask someone, what is the best currency or what currency do I need to exchange my money for before I travel?
That's right. And if you're not sure, then you might be able to go online. There are different currencies listed there. Usually they're abbreviated. So the US dollar would be USD and letters like that when you're talking about currencies. Well, let's continue with Joe's story. The adventures came when deciding how to pay. All right, so it's fun to just travel abroad, but the adventures come when you decide how you're going to pay.
That's right, and we see that she says, I began my semester with American Express traveler's checks. Well, traveler's checks from American Express was what she decided to use when she first started studying abroad. Now, a traveler's check is something that I've never really used. Gabe, could you tell us more about this word bank word?
Of course. American Express makes traveler's checks. That means you can use these checks. They're already made for you. You buy them, but then you can use them in other countries almost like cash. So it's a traveler's check. It's one way that you could pay. Well, Joe says that she'd never traveled abroad, and traveler's checks were my safest bet, she says. Her safest bet. That's the safest thing she could think of. And they are pretty safe. We're going to find out more later why they are safe. But first, let's go and visit Liz in the grammar gym.
Hello, friends. I hope you're doing well today. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. We see this statement in today's article, and traveler's checks were my safest bet. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase safest bet. It's another way to say smartest option. So, the writer is saying that using traveler's checks is the smartest thing for her to do. We use safest bet when we're talking about making smart decisions in difficult or complicated situations. For example, taking the metro to the airport is your safest bet if you don't want to be stuck in traffic. Or, it's very hard to find drinking water in the mountains. Your safest bet would be to get it from your hotel. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
We are talking about traveler's checks that were Joe's safest bet. In the next sentence, we see that they were insured, which meant that American Express would replace them for free if they were lost or stolen. So it sounds like these traveler's checks really were a safe bet.
That's right. And you can get different things insured. Insure is from our keyword list or our word bank. And if you have something insured, that means it is safe. It's secure. You have paid some money, a little extra money, for something to be safe. So if something happens to it, that means you don't have to buy something over again and start at the very beginning.
That's right. So a lot of times I think of you might need to buy insurance for your car or your house. Those are two very important things to insure. Well, now it is time for us to enjoy some time with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 currency 这个名词。Currency 是指货币，例如 Western currencies are not usable in this remote place. 西方的货币在这个偏远的地方是不能使用的。或者是 the currency exchange desk is packed with tourists. 兑换外币的柜台挤满了观光客。或者是 banks buy and sell foreign currencies to make a profit. 银行买卖外币以赚取利润。继续我们来看的是 insure 这个动词。IN 这个字首有使如何如何的意思。Sure 是指确定，所以 insure 是指保证、确保或者是投保。例如 all the passengers on the bus were insured.巴士上所有的乘客都保险了。如果要说明是保什么样内容的险的话，是用 against 这个介系词。例如 ，The house is insured against fire, theft, and floods. 这个房子保了火险、气道险和洪水险。
If you're just joining us, we have a lesson called Cash, Check, or Credit Card, and we're joining Jo's story as she talks about how she paid when she went traveling in different countries. And of course, one thing that she used was American Express traveler's checks. She thought they were the safest bet, the safest thing because they were insured. We're going to be learning a little more about this and her other experiences traveling abroad. So let's get started with the second reading of today.
Cash, check, or credit card. I cashed them into euros at a bank in Freiburg and happily lived off those funds during my first month. Later, I opened a bank account.I used the bank's ATM to withdraw cash throughout the rest of the semester. In Freiburg, I found credit cards unhelpful. Most of my purchases were small and from small stores. Cash was easiest. And because Freiburg is a small, quiet city, I didn't feel any danger when I was carrying cash. This was not always the case in other countries where I traveled.
We do have very different experiences depending on where we travel. Well, before we were talking about traveler's checks and Joe's experience with them. She says, I cashed them into euros at a bank in Freiburg and happily lived off those funds during my first month. Well, so she took her traveler's checks and cashed them at a bank. Mm-hmm. Then she lived off of those funds for a month.
That's right. She lived off of this money. So when you live off of something, that means you basically just use that for your life, for how you're going to pay. You could use this in other ways, not just talking about money. You could say, I lived off of noodles and rice for a week because I didn't have anything else. You live off of these things.
That's right. But here we see that Jo was able to live off of the traveler's checks that she cashed at the bank. Continuing, later, I opened a bank account. So she started her own account at this bank and no longer used traveler's checks.
That's right. Now, of course, if you are using checks of any kind, you can cash them. Use the verb to cash something. That means you trade your check for the appropriate amount of cash. And of course, if you have a bank account, that will help. Joe's story continues, I used the bank's ATM to withdraw cash throughout the rest of the trip or the rest of the semester. So she's talking about her ATM now. Now, I think you know what an ATM is. Maybe you even have an ATM card and you can withdraw money whenever you need it.
But it is connected to a bank account, so you need to have an account with money already in it before you can use your card. It's a little bit different from a credit card where you pay the money back later.
That's right. I don't know which is better. Actually, it's probably good to have both a credit card and an ATM, but remember to pay off your credit card. Well, we continue with Joe's story. In Freiburg, I found credit cards unhelpful. Most of my purchases were small and from small stores. Interesting. Some people find credit cards very helpful, but she found them unhelpful. Let's take a look at that phrase, to find something helpful. Of course, in our lesson, you see it's I found something unhelpful, but I think you can use this in a positive way. How can you use that phrase, to find something helpful, Carolyn?
Well, maybe you asked someone for their opinion about something, and you might say, oh, I found his advice very helpful. It was great advice.
Okay, so you could find someone's advice helpful. Or maybe someone really helped you moving something from one place to another. I found that very helpful. Thank you very much. So Jo found something unhelpful. She found credit cards unhelpful. They didn't really help her that much. But Carolyn, what's the word bank word we have here?
Well, we see the word purchases here because she is talking about buying things. And so the word purchase here is not a verb. Mm-hmm. It's not to buy something. It is the thing that you buy. It is a noun.
That's right. And you can use this to talk about anything that you buy. That is a purchase. Of course, you know that purchase can also be a verb. You can purchase many things. And here is a noun. So you can purchase a purchase.
That's right. Well, Jo thought that credit cards were unhelpful when she was buying her purchases. She says that cash was easiest. And I think that Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share with us about that in the information cloud.
If you ever go shopping in the U.S., you'll likely encounter a store clerk asking you the question, cash or charge?
And my response is almost always, do you take American Express?
Ah, Ken, so you charge your purchase using a credit card, which in your case is American Express.
Right. Now, more and more supermarkets and drugstores in the U.S. have devices where customers slide their credit card themselves. But still, in many places, they need to hand their card over to the cashier.
Well, people just don't like to carry a lot of cash with them. For one, it's dangerous, and it could get lost or stolen.
Right. Credit cards are safer and more convenient.
Not only that, when you charge a purchase, most credit card companies will insure that purchase in case the product is defective.
Another reason people love to pay with plastic is because the credit companies give points with each purchase, points that can later be redeemed for free stuff or discounts.
Now, pay with plastic is an informal expression, and it comes from the fact that credit cards are made of plastic. So, when we use one to buy something, we can say we are paying with plastic or using plastic money.
在美国，你如果去买东西，结账时店员常常会问 cash or charge， 这是在询问你付款的方式。讲完整一点就是 would you like to pay in cash or charge the purchase？ 您想要付现还是刷卡 ？Cash 就是现金 ，charge 就是用信用卡付账。那你可以回答 cash 或是 charge。但现在呢，在美国有越来越多的超市或药妆店在结账时会有一台给顾客专用的刷卡机，你可以自己刷卡，然后在刷卡机的荧幕上用一支专用的笔签名。当然，在小型的商店就不会有这种机器。像今天的课文，作者说他都是在小店进行小额消费，也就用不上信用卡了。那刷卡还有一个口语的讲法 ，pay with plastic， 用塑胶付款。这是因为信用卡是塑胶做成的，而所谓的 plastic money 就是信用卡、金融卡或现金卡。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, we continue with Joe's story. She writes, "And because Freiburg is a small, quiet city, I didn't feel any danger when I was carrying cash." So she says cash is easiest to pay with, and she didn't feel any danger when she was carrying cash.What does that mean to feel danger, Carolyn?
Well, it means that you think perhaps the area around you isn't safe. You think it's dangerous, and so you can feel as if there is danger around you. But she says that this was a nice small town, so she really wasn't worried when she was carrying cash.
That's right. You know, I could also say I didn't feel like I was in danger when I was carrying cash. There are a couple ways to say that.But Joe ends, "This was not always the case in other countries where I traveled." It sounds like she has more to share with us in the next part of her lesson. It wasn't always the case that there was no danger. So maybe it was dangerous in other areas where she traveled.
That's what it sounds like. And we see that phrase, "not always the case." So she's talking about a situation that is different.Well, right now it's time for us to learn some more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，继续我们看的是 ATM 这个缩写的名词。A 是 automatic, A-U-T-O-M-A-T-I-C, 意思是自动的。T 是指 teller, T-E-L-L-E-R, 银行的柜台人员。M 是指 machine, 所以连在一起。ATM 就是指自动柜员机或者是自动提款机。例如 Tommy used an ATM near his home to deposit his salary. Tommy 去他家附近的自动提款机存入他的薪资。最后我们看的是 purchase 这个名词。Purchase 是指购买。例如 Mary's purchases were all done online because she was too busy to go to the store. Mary 所有的购物都是透过网络完成的，因为她没有时间去店里面买。Purchase 也指购买的物品，例如 All the purchases are refundable within 7 days. 所有购买的商品七天内都可以退货。And let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we've been hearing a lot from Jo about her experiences traveling abroad and what she used to pay for things in other countries. I wonder, do you have any special tips or tricks for people whenThey travel abroad? Is there something special that you do to keep your money safe? Gabe, what do you do when you travel?
Well, I try not to have too much cash on me at one time. Of course, if someone steals my credit card, then I can cancel the card, but I might lose the cash if someone steals it. So don't carry too much cash on you at one time. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, that is some pretty good advice. I would also make sure to not put all of my money or my important documents in one place. Spread them out. Have a little bit of cash here, a little bit of cash there, and always carry a copy of your passport in a place that is not where your passport is kept. Well, we have some more to learn from Joe tomorrow, and we will see you then right here on Studio Classroom.
See you next time.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
It's just like my mom described it. Hey, who's that cute Chinese guy over there?
I don't know, but he looks like he knows you. He's waving at you and walking this way.
Hi, my name's Jun Fan. I think we've met before. I'm sure I recognize your face.
I couldn't believe it. I was in Taiwan just 2 days when another guy came up to me and said, "Haven't I seen you somewhere before?" What was going on?
Hi. My name is Sherry, and this is my friend Feng Yi. No, I don't think we've met before. It's my first time in Taichung.
Don't worry. You're not the first to say her face is familiar. She'd only been in Taiwan a few minutes before another guy came up and introduced himself to her.
I'm sorry. By now you must think this is how Chinese men introduce themselves to beautiful ladies. Sorry for being so forward. I just know I've seen your face somewhere before. Give me some time. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, sure.
You speak very good English. Where did you learn it?
I learned it while studying economics in the United States. I just graduated last year. What about you two? What brings you to the Taichung Toastmasters Club?
My mother used to live here and was a member of this club. She really loved this place and often talked about it. I wanted to come see the place I've heard so much about.
You seem surprised, Jun Fan.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.